Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
They say these chains
Hallelujah. Anybody, greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody out there have something, they got to believe for it. Hallelujah. If it's a mountain, if it's a some chains be broken, hallelujah, you can believe for it. We're going to stand together tonight and touch and agree with you that we're going to believe for it. Hallelujah. If it's cancer, if it's diabetes, if it's finance, whatever it is, we touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus. We can believe for it because every mountain shall be removed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His glory shall be revealed, and he can do all things. Hallelujah. And he gave us the power to be able to obtain those things that we need to do. Hallelujah. So mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of his hand. Mighty are the works of his hand. Hallelujah. Grace and peace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. We greet you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We are Assistant Pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where our co-founder is Archbishop Hugh W. Smith. And we thank God for her. Thank God for what he's doing with us. And we are also the founders of Butterfield Ministries, where we are mentoring young men and young girls, boys to G-men, and girls to ladies. Hallelujah. We want you to help us, amen, as we endeavor to continue to help these young people to become productive citizens in our society. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for you and you, amen, tuning in tonight on our broadcast. Amen. Welcome to Butterfield Ministries Worldwide. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he is doing with us and through us. And we are at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, where we have service every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., Sunday school at 9 a.m., and our worship service at 10 a.m. Come and see and come and enjoy in the name of Jesus. God is doing something great. Oh, my God, we are feeling the move of God every time we meet, and we know that God has got some greater stuff ahead of us because the latter shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. And we know that we are moving in the overflow, and God is moving. We thank God today we had an awesome class in unleashing the superpower that's in us, because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, lives in us. Hallelujah. So we greet you. We thank you. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. These classes are really helping us to understand the power that's in us. And we thank God for the heart. We pray God's blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. And we are excited tonight. We have a man of God who is excited about God, and he is excited about what God is doing. And he is an awesome man of God. He's none other than our dear minister, Lorenzo Lewis, better known by his darling wife as Lo. Hallelujah. So we now bring him live, and he can introduce himself and his family. Minister Lewis, you are now live on the air, sir.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. It is an awesome evening this evening. As a matter of fact, my lovely wife, who calls me Lo, is sitting next to me tonight.
Lo's wife is here.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, Lo.
Yeah, we are coming to you. We're coming to you live from Ponciana, Florida tonight. We came down to visit my daughter, and my grandbaby was on fall break. And she wanted to come visit her mom, so we came down. And so we're here in sunny Florida, if you want to call it that, you know. So, and they're bracing for, you know, next week. And you guys are probably all aware of the hurricane that's heading this way next week. But we know that God is on the throne. So we're not worried in any way as far as that's concerned, because he's going to take care of his own. And we just thank the Lord for this opportunity tonight to share the word. Yeah, so I'm going to, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get started here. My topic for the night is how to stand as a Christian in tough times, or what some people would probably term as being troubled times. And we know that God is on the throne. He cares for his own, and he watches over us, you know, to perform, you know, his works, his miracles on our behalf. And we just thank the Lord this evening for this opportunity to share this word. Lord, we just thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your truth. We thank you, Lord, for just leading and guiding us in this season of our lives, Lord God, because we realize and know that apart from you, there's nothing we can do. You know, you're the great I am. You know, you're the high priest. You're the great physician. And we know, Lord, that all things work together for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for just empowering us tonight and leading and guiding us, Lord, in our discussion. And, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit have his way and that he will move and have us to say what should be said, that will encourage, that will uplift, and that will bless the people so that they'll be empowered to run on and see what the end will be. Lord, we just say thank you. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen. So, you know, how do we stand as Christians in troubled times or tough times? Because we realize all around us, there are things that are happening. You know, if you look at our world, you look at what's going on overseas, the wars, the rumors of wars, you know, the hurricanes, the fires, the things that are taking place, you know, in this world. And I'm going to hit on some of those things as I'm going along here, but I'm going to start out here in Proverbs 23:7. And the word says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, we sometimes think that we're not worthy, that we don't understand, that we don't measure up, and I cannot do it. Or are you one of those who is overly confident of yourself? Do you think you are God's gift to the earth? or are you genuine or think and feel you can get away with what we would consider to be murder sometimes, you know, in terms of our actions, the things that we could possibly do, being motivated through our flesh. Are you slick? Are you cunning? Or not truthful, should I say? Do you say one thing with your mouth, but your heart is in a different place, you know? So here again, in these tough times, where are you? You know, I think it's time that we take an accountability of ourselves and really look at where our heart is, where our motives are. You know, what are our thoughts in this season that we're in? Because we all know that in these tough times, you know, we need to think right. We really should be thinking right, okay? What we think about matters. It really matters. So it forms the basis of who we are or who we will become. Who we will become. So in other words, so a man thinketh, so is he. You know, so if you're thinking in a way that is unorthodox or that is not right, you probably want to reconsider where your thoughts are, because your thoughts are determining your actions, you know? You know, here again, I mean, you got to remember now, we're in troubled times, you know, where people are doing things that are not necessarily what we would consider to be Christ-like. You know, in tough times, who are we? We all will come forth. And I guess that's something to really think about, you know, because the word says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So you might want to ask yourself the question, are you a chameleon? Everybody knows what a chameleon is, and especially the little boys, you know, because they run around chasing those lizards around the house, you know, and when they catch them by the tail or they catch them in a box or something. But when they get them, they'll place them on a certain object. You know, it could be the concrete. It could be a brick. It could be a log. And in most cases, a chameleon has a way of changing color to blend into its surroundings. Do we just blend in with the status quo? Yeah. Do we just, you know, no matter where we are, wherever our feet lands, do we just adapt to what that is? But are we exemplifying the standard of Christ? Yeah. So here again, you got to remember now, in this tumultuous times that we're in, that a lot of things that are going on, are we just falling prey to the things that are happening, or are we making a difference because we're making a stand for what's right, you know, a stand of righteousness, you know? So are you what we would consider a hypocrite? In the Greek, it means actor. In the Greek, hypocrite means actor. That's something I just learned. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, that a hypocrite is an actor. That's a person who's I guess, giving a production. You know, they're on stage. They're, as my wife has said, they're pretending to be something they are not. So, okay. Do we operate in false pretense? Okay. Here again, trying to be something we are not. Okay. You know, so in these troubled times, where are you? You know, are you a hypocrite? Are you an actor? Are you trying to be something that you are not? When you know the ways of God is a sure way, you know, those things are upright. They're pleasing in the sight of the Lord, you know. But where are we? You know, where are you? You know, in this season that we're in, you know, here's the one thing we need to keep in mind is that God says, "Lo, I am with you till the very end." So it's in times like these, we need the Lord. You know, we just about really can't do what's right unless God is leading and guiding us and directing our steps. By way of the Holy Spirit, He is helping us to walk upright before Him. Because in our own strength, we can't do it. You know, for a person to think, okay, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a righteous person, I can do this and I can do that. Can you really? Because here again, the days are evil. The things that we're seeing, you know, you look at TV, you look at television, you know, you listen to the radio, you look at the social media. Look at all the things that we see that are there. I mean, even down to the point that when you go online, and you're looking up, say, scriptures, you're looking up the Word of God, and the advertisements that come on there are sometimes a little risque, you know. But here again, you know, it's like we're you know, it's almost like saying in these times, it's almost hard to get away from the ills of society, you know, because that's just the way the things of the world are at this particular juncture in time. We can't do and live in this life without God, especially in times like these. We are in some very unstable times, okay? The wars, nation against nation, you know, brother against brother, you know, sons against fathers, daughters against mothers, you know, people lying, deception, cheating, the gun violence, and many other acts that go against God, you know? So you ask yourself the question. Here again, these are troubled times that we're in. But we're not to fear in this time, not as people of God. We don't fear these times. We rejoice in these times because we know the Word says that our redemption draweth nigh. So in other words, mm-hmm. we realize and we look and we see all the things that are going on and the trouble that's in the world. It makes us realize that Christ is closer yet to come, you know? So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that for us as a believer, we're rejoicing. We're not worried. We're not moved by the things that are happening in this life mm-hmm. because we have an advocate. We have a way out. Yes, sir. Yep. She wants to say something. I'm going to let her go ahead and say something here.
Is that okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, I was listening to him, and I was thinking about, like you said, all the things that are going on in the world today, and you'd be like, this is happening, and that is happening. And, you know, and I think about the scripture that says that men would get worse and worse. And I remember a while back, maybe a year or so ago, I thought about that. I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about that. And I was like, good Lord. It's everything is just turning. It's like things are getting worse and sins, you know, instead of getting better. And I was just, I found myself kind of fretting about that. Uh-huh. And then the scripture came to me that it's in John 16, verse 33. It says, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world mm-hmm. you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, mm-hmm. for I have Hallelujah. Overcome the world. And that mm-hmm. gave me peace of mind. It helped me. Even now, sometimes when I see stuff on TV that's happening, I'll be like, Lord, what is going on? What's wrong with these people? But we have to remember who's in control, you mm-hmm. know, and whom do we believe, you know. And so mm-hmm. I would just say to people said, you know, when we stand, you know, just stand believing that God, Jesus said, I'd be of good cheer. But I have overcome the world. That means, you know, when I hear be of good cheer, I mean, be happy, be okay, be all right. Because I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's my, I just wanted to add that little bit in there.
Yeah, that's good. Awesome. That's good.
Thank you. Okay. Many say our world is evil. Sin and evil is irrational. Something to think about. Sin and evil is irrational. The evil in our world does not make sense. You know, when you know, as a young man growing up, you know, I've always had in my heart to do what was right and pleasing before the Lord. I didn't want to do wrong. I was scared to do wrong because I didn't want the ramifications of the wrong. In other words, to be punished for the wrong that I did. I feared that punishment. So with that, that was the thing that kept me probably the most of my life on the straight and narrow to do what I thought was pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, did I make some mistakes along the way? Sure, I did. But overall, I feel that you know, that when you think in terms of sin and evil, you know, and we look at that and we see so much of that in the world today, you know, a lot of folks don't fear the ramifications for the wrong that they do. And it's almost like saying maybe their heart has gotten hardened in that area, that they can just do whatever they want to do because that's what they want to do, you know. And they feel that, you know, nobody's going to chastise me because it's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do, really, you know. So the world, the evil in our world does not make sense. And if we could explain it, it would not be so bad, but we can't, you know, we can't explain it. It's just that we know it's there and we know it's a product that comes from the enemy, Satan. So our choices should be good, but we know that sin is something we will regret. You know, as a matter of fact, it is impossible to do good without God. Now, Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. The end thereof is destruction. So that means I can, if I go do what I want to do, because that's what I want to do, there's a price to be paid for doing what I want to do.
That's
right. You know? So, So that in itself should be enough to say, put the brakes, you know, put on the brakes, you know, because I don't want to find myself going down a hill and I can't stop, you know.
That's
and
right.
And the end, or when I get to the bottom, I might not be able to know who I am at that point in time, or I might be somewhere I might not want to be.
That's right.
You know, a good example of that, he said, what, say that scripture again. There's
a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction, and that's Proverbs 12.
You know,
14 and 12, I'm sorry, 14 and 12.
Two people came to mind, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying their names over the airways, but the first person was Putin, because he think what he's doing is right, but it's causing destruction. And the other person is Trump. He think what he was doing is right, but he's causing division and destruction within the country. In their mind, they're right. It seems right to them. Mm-hmm. In the end, that's destruction.
That's right.
Our world is corrupt. We live in a corrupt world because of the hearts of men. And to be honest, one way to say is that the man's heart is evil, you know? And the question would come is that can God stop a man or woman from their corruption? Can God stop a man or woman from their corruption? Well, we are free will beings. God will never stop us from making our own choices. You know, he's too much of a gentleman, you know. God wants our love for him to be freely expressed. You know, freely we come, freely we receive of him. You know, but that's something, that's a decision that we have to make, and that's a heart decision to say, Lord, I want you to have free reign in my life. I want you to govern my life. I want you to direct my life. I want you to guide my life, guide my steps. Give me wisdom. Give me direction. Give me purpose. You know, help me to treat my fellow man right, you know, to be fair and to not fabricate things on them that will cause dissension. You know, so, you know, when you think about that, so many people, you know, feel, I can, here again, it's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I can say what I want to say. And who's going to make me accountable, you know, because I'm my own boss. I can do what I want to do. So I think, anyway. So we need the word of God. We need the word of God. We can't walk this walk without the word of God. In troubled times, we can't walk the way we should walk in trouble unless we're walking in the word, or we're dependent upon the word of God to do it, because that's our anchor. That's our shelter. That's our comfort. That's our motivation. That's our encouragement that will help us to walk as we should walk in troubled times. Second Timothy chapter 2 and 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the gospel of truth. How about that? Rightly dividing the gospel of truth, giving us that direction, giving us the purpose we need. You know, the things we need to know and be and understand so that we can walk in a way that pleases the Lord in time of trouble. You know, God speaks to us, and usually it's through his word. Everything for righteous living is found in God's word. Let me say that again. Everything for righteous living is found in God's word. Man, I think I need to say that a third time. Everything for righteous living is found in God's word. The Bible. The book. You know, the book, the Bible, you know, because think about it. I mean, that's our roadmap. That's our God.
Yes.
You know, that's the one thing that gives us the direction that we need. You know, because, you know, you think of it, wow, an atlas came to mind just now. How we used to take an atlas years ago, rather than a GPS back then, and you would open that book, and you would plan your trip, and you knew that there were certain roads that you had to take to get to your destination. And so you mapped it out. You know, you may have wrote it down. You might have memorized it. So that you are able to get to your destination. So the Word of God, the Bible, is our roadmap to help us get to our destination through Christ.
Yeah.
So for righteous living, our roadmap is the Bible.
Amen.
You know, we find our place in we're in a dark world here. So we need to know the way to go. And the Word of God illuminates our way so that we can see. It would have said thy word, and this is in Psalms 119, 105, that says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So in other words, for me to be able to see the direction that I'm to walk in, and to know that I'm going in the right direction so that I can see what that I need the Word of God. I need the light. So in this dark world that we're living in, the Word is my lamp, my light, so that I can see the way. You know, uphill, downhill, around the corner, across town, overseas, you name it. You know, the Word illuminates our way. Now, the lighted path is not whatever we want it to be, but righteous judgment and God's precepts. Okay? And on such a path, there is no danger or trap, but heritage and joy. Heritage and joy. So, thus, the guidance of the Lord's instructions enable us to negotiate right and wrong. God's instructions allows us to negotiate right and wrong. Okay? So, and when we walk on the right and lighted path of our life, well, for all occasions, in other words, that word, the Word of God, helps us for all occasions. Okay? So no matter what we're going through, no matter what's going on, the Word of God will illuminate our way so that we're able to see and understand and know the way to go in all circumstances, in all situations. So there's nothing about life that we can that is not illuminated in the Word, so that we'll know we're making the right decisions about life. So, in times like these, we must walk in the way of obedience. Okay?
Amen.
Okay? Obedience. Can I say righteousness? Is that?
Absolutely.
Righteousness? Okay. All right. So, if we wearing the breastplate of righteousness, that helps to fight off the fiery darts of the wicked one. Or if we're in battle... Yeah. You know, righteousness is going to shine forth, you know, or it's going to protect us, protect these vital organs so that we're able to withstand the blows of the enemy when he comes at us. You know, those blows that life would throw us, those curves that come after us, or we go around the curve and we find out something's there. We didn't realize it was there, you know, but in battle, that breastplate of righteousness is very important. So it's important to be obedient, you know, in the things of God, because that gives us our defense so that we can stand and fight and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, Psalms 119, 1 through 8, and I'm going to read this here real quick.
think I'm reading from the King James Version here. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Isn't that something? You know? And, you know? See, the Psalms 119 reflects upon the relationship of God and the people of God. When we're in right standing with God, look what God does for us. Look how he protects us. He watches over us. He keeps us. You know? He guides our steps. You know?
Yeah.
He helps me to hold my tongue with bit and bridle. So I'm not just spewing out what I feel or what I think. You know? Because those words are powerful. You know? And the thing of it is, here again, he says, our word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So that means that if I'm focusing in on the word, then I'm going to speak the word. So I'm going to speak life in a given situation rather than speaking contrary to what God would have me to say. You know, I think back to a situation that I had where there was almost a pissing contest between me and someone else. And the Lord had me to say, I yield. I yield. I yield. And I believe the guy thought I was had that lost my mind standing there talking about I yield. You know? But that was God's way of telling me, shut up. Shut up and let me fight the battle. You know? Because had I kept on, it would have been a pissing contest between the two of us. It would have been a tit for tat. I'd have been trying to prove my point. He'd have been trying to prove his point. You know, and in some cases, you know, I felt like, hey, they were going to believe him anyway. But the thing of it was, someone who was over the situation came back to me later and said, you know, you're a nice guy. I said, really? I'm a nice guy. It seemed like I lost. But he had to come back and say to me, you're a nice guy. All because during that time, the Lord told me to just be quiet. Wow. You know, I didn't see it then. I'll be honest with you. I didn't see it at the time, but I see it now, and I understand it. You know? So, you know, here again, the Psalms 119 helps us to reflect upon the relationship of God and the people of God. Now, here's Psalms 1, which talks about the blessed man who lives according to the precepts of God in dark and troubled times. It identifies who God is with him during those times. Okay. I think I'm going to read it all. Just a portion of this. Here, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law. Do with he meditate day and night.
Day and night.
Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Study the word. You know? Because when you meditate on the word day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He's going to bring forth fruit in his season. And that season might not be today. Might not be tomorrow. It might be down the road at that appointed time. But because he meditated on the word of God day and night, he found good success.
Yes.
And he reaped in due season because he didn't faint.
That's right.
He didn't faint. Amen. Amen. So, you know, today we live in a world of, you know, it's my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. Really? Okay. All right. So without the grace of God, we could not truly go through troubled times. So in other words, we need the grace of God to get through the troubled times that may be before us. You know, when you think also of the troubled times, you know, there are those who say they're Christians, but their actions speak. I think in terms of 2 Timothy 3:5, it says there are those who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. So in other words, you know, they say they know God, they say they love God, and they say they're doing it in the name of God, but really, are they? You know, a tree is known by the fruit it bears.
Okay.
So what kind of fruit is coming from your tree?
Mm.
You know, that's something to think about. You know, so you can't, here it is. You say you love the Lord, and you say you want to do the will of God, but what's the fruit that's coming from your tree? That being the case, those that would deny the power thereof, from such we should turn away from or avoid, you know, because we know they don't mean us no good. Some things we have to let God take care of. We can't. Sometimes better for us to leave it alone and let God do it, because when we try to handle it, it could be something that could cause us greater harm than good.
Right.
But when God does it, you know, the greater comes from it. You know, and he can cause the punishment, if you want to call it that, the ramification, in a way that we can't. And when they get it from him, guess what? They got it. They ain't no tit for tat, because they can't go tit for tat with him. That's for sure. You know? What faith do you exemplify? Is it the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, in the Holy Ghost? But there are four ways to restore your strength during tough times. There are four ways to consider. And they may not be the only four ways, but here are four ways to consider in order to restore your strength during these tough times. Honesty, or should I say honestly, tell God what you are feeling. In other words, tell him the truth. Be straight up with it. Let him know how you feel, you know, because he knows already anyway. Humbly ask him for strength, you know, strength to endure. And in most cases, we're emotionally exhausted because, you know, we're out of strength, you know, because we've been dealing with the thing and we don't necessarily dealt with it right and we're worried about it. But in those situations where we're worrying about something, ask God for strength. Ask him to help us get through this tough time that we're in. You know, next, we should gratefully thank God for all that is good in spite of the bad, should I say. You know, so we know some tough things or bad things are going on, but we gratefully say, Lord, thank you. In spite of this situation, thank you for getting me through. Thank you for the good that's happening around me in spite of this situation, which seems to be negative. You know, because there's probably much more that is happening in your favor than is happening not in your favor. So thank God for what's happening in your faith. You know, so your focus is there. And then lastly, constantly keep your focus on the Lord. You know, what's that scripture that says, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stayed on thee. So, in these tough times that we're living, you know, where it doesn't seem that things are going the way we would like for it to go or the way that it should go, we trust the Lord. We keep our eyes upon him. We seek his face. You know, we have an audience with him. You know, that's the beauty of being a believer. Because we're in constant. I used to hear a minister say years ago, practicing the presence of God. I didn't have a clue what he meant by that, but now I understand. Practicing the presence of God. God is ever with me, you know. And when I wake up, when I go to bed, when I go to the store, when I'm driving in the car, when I'm at work, wherever I am, wherever I'm in state, out of state, God is a very present help in time of trouble. So call on him. Call on him while he's near, and he's always near. So let me pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to end here and pray a little prayer. But G wants to say something before I pray.
I just want to share one last scripture. You know, just a scripture of encouragement. This is a scripture that I actually used to sing it to Tiffany when she was born, and she would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would sing this song to her, and she would go right back to sleep. And I thought about it. I said, it's because as a baby, I said, I bet her spirit, you know, bore witness with the spirit of that word, the word of God. But it's in Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. It says, fear thou not, the part I sang for is just 10, but I'm going to read 10 to 13. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. But I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. And I just want to just encourage everyone, you know, regardless of what we're going through during this time, and even during times sometimes when we may feel like God is not there, he is there. And he is with us. He is for us. He is in us. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. We got to rely on the word of God. We got to.
That being said, Lord, let our focus be upon you. Help us to look unto the hills from whence comes our help. But we know our help comes from you. You're the maker of heaven and earth. You're the one who can deliver us from all our enemies. Lord, everything about us, you already know. But in sincere gratitude and thankfulness, Lord, we just say thank you for just watching over us, keeping us, leading us, guiding us, for letting the angels encamp around us, Lord, and keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because it's in you that we are able to stand, that we will succeed. And we give you the praise and the glory for it. So touch each and every heart, every listener. Lord God, grace their homes and let your will be done. Because it's you, Lord, who keeps us in perfect peace because our minds are stayed on thee. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, sir. Off the word, man.
Thank you.
And along with what the Julia said, I was going to read Isaiah 43. And it says that it's for these troubled times to give us confidence. And so we don't be shaken. We don't be afraid. It says, but now thus said the Lord, thy creator, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. And so we ought to know that we are precious in the sight of God. He says, since thou wast precious to my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. So no matter what's going on in our lives, God says, we are here. And he know how to take care of that belongs to him. And the other thing is, we just want to make sure that we say in context that the second thing that you told us to do is to ask for strength. But we don't ask for strength. We ask for joy that would give us strength.
Ask for joy.
And so when we ask for joy, the joy of the Lord is going to be our strength. So we don't want to ask for trouble because we got trouble already. We want to make sure we ask God for the joy of the Lord, which would automatically give us strength. And I know that's what you wanted to say, but I want to make sure that people listening is clear on what we're doing. Awesome word, man. Yes. And we ought to make sure we get these four things, that we put them down in our heart. And so when we see trouble times come, we know how to respond. And one of the challenges and one of the things that we're trying to do while we're mentoring these young people is, while I believe they're going so wildly, they don't know that they have purpose. And so without purpose, there's no focus. They're just living well, they see what somebody else doing, so they'll copy that. But then you find a child who finds their purpose, deteriorate to something else. They're focused primarily on what their purpose is, what their giftings are. And so we need to make sure that we allow these young people to know what their giftings are and direct them in their purpose and push them forward. So that's what we try to do with our mentorship program that the Lord has allowed us to do down these many years. And we thank God that we're seeing a lot of success in our young people. They're going on to bigger and better things. And so if we can get our young people to know that they have purpose, they have value, then they'll change their perspective. And like you said before, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if we can get them to change their thinking, then we'll be able to steer them in the right direction. But we know the signs of the times is like it is, and it's going to be. Because the Bible says it's going to be. So we can't change what the Word of God says it's going to be. We just got to make sure that we warn enough people so they don't go to that place that there's no return.
Well, this is awesome. Amen. This is an awesome, and timely word, Lewis. I really appreciate you guys, both of y'all. Teaching this word on tonight, and your subject is how to stand as a Christian in tough times. Stand as a Christian in a tough time. I'm telling you, we need to know that.
We need to know.
It bear witness for us to repeat these four things that you gave us. Honestly, talk to God.
Amen.
In other words, don't be trying to lie to God, because God already knows what the deal is. Or, you've been trying to lie to him. And then we was talking about this correction. Honestly, ask God for joy. You ask God for that joy, and then the joy of the Lord will end up being your strength. So you ask for the joy, and joy will be your strength. And the third one was gratefully thank God for what is good.
Amen.
Gratefully thank thank God for what is good. Mm-hmm. You know, in all of our lives, and I mean, this is a great word.
Yes, it is.
In all of our lives, we can look back and we can be sitting here and thinking, these are so tough of times. But then we can look and be grateful for where we are.
How good God is.
How good God is. And then we can keep it moving.
Amen.
Amen. So we can help someone and keep focused. Keep our focus on the Lord.
Amen.
That is an awesome word right there.
Keep
our focus on
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And we appreciate y'all bringing forth this word on tonight.
Dynamic duo.
Oh, my God. For real.
That is so awesome.
Now, we want to hear from you out there in radio land. If you have a comment, we want to hear from you. So press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live on the air. To share or ask for prayer or whatever you may want to do. If you have a comment or whatever, just press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you live on the air to share with this man of God and with us as well. Amen.
Amen.
We just bless the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And we give God all the glory and all the praise. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How we stand as a creature in these tough times. And they talk about the fact that times are going to get even worse. But the thing is that if we stand, God got us.
That's right.
He got us if we stand. If we stand and we be honest with God and be honest with ourselves, let me tell you, he is going to take care of us. So I just bless the Lord and give him glory and praise on tonight.
Amen. And you know, when Minister Lewis was saying that the Lord told him to yield, and he also talked about the shield of the breastplate of righteousness.
Oh, yes.
And you know, all the full armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
After Paul said put on the full armor, guess what he said? Stand.
He said stand.
And so when the Lord tell you to yield, he's saying stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. So after you done get dressed up, all you got to do is stand. He didn't say swing the sword. He didn't say hold up your shield. He just say put on everything and then stand. Because if once you stand, he's going to stand up in you.
Right.
And so you don't have to fight your battle. He said, yield, like the Lord told you to yield. And when you yield, victory became yours.
Yeah.
Because now it ain't about you, it's what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The angel army is the one who's going to come and fight the battle for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for this word. This is a powerful word, man.
Word.
I thank God for you and your wife. Peace tonight. Oh, my God, we hope that y'all continue to do that. I mean, if y'all feel led to, that was beautiful. It was awesome, and your lives are going to be different. I'm telling you right now. I speak a manifold blessing over your life tonight. I pray that God would explode his word in you, that you'll be like Jeremiah. You try to hold your peace and can't do it. Hallelujah. Like a burning fire. Hallelujah. You release the word wherever you go. You guys are on track for what God want to do with y'all. And I'm so excited. Amen. I'm overjoyed right now tonight. Amen. To know that you guys are doing this tonight and doing it together on one accord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is so faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we bless you guys tonight. We pray God bless it over your home, over 50 and their family.
Yes.
And thank God. We pray that y'all have safe travel coming back. In the name of Jesus, we pray God's blessings in every area of your life in Jesus' name.
Yes, and I want to give these scriptures, a couple of them that I wrote down that I think that the audience, once they hear this word, maybe at a later date, was Proverbs 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say the whole Proverbs 23, read that. He did use verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isaiah 41, and read that whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And Psalms 119, 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just read the whole Psalm. But I'm telling you to read this word, study this word, because this is a powerful word for this time. How to stand as a Christian in these tough times. And times may get even tougher. Times is going to get tougher for us, but if we are able to stand and we got what we need to stand, that is the Holy Spirit living in us and working through us, and we're working through the truth of the word of God, then we can stand in these tough times. Thank you all. We're going to take it lightly that you're out of town and still went on and did this
broadcast
on tonight. Amen.
Amen. So what we want to do is nobody in queue to say anything, but we thank God for those who are listening. We pray God bless you. We like extend the love of God to you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And we want the speakers to have any last saying. Please go ahead and give that last comment before we close out tonight. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Well, we just want to say thank God for the opportunity to share. And it's a blessing. And we know that God is on the throne.
Amen.
Yes, thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Thank you so much. Amen. We pray God continue to bless. And if your friends and neighbors want to hear this broadcast at a later date, they can always go to blogtalkradio.com/Butterfield-ministry. And they can go and select whatever episode they want to hear. Okay, so if they can always listen to it, it'll be an archive forever.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So pray God bless you over you. And we thank God for you and especially you.
Thank you.
Tell your neighbors and tell your friends every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial
917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.